This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear how Jesus warns the apostles they must keep his commandments and to love one another. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of charity so he can live a life of charity and receive Christ's joy. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of perseverance so he can heroically persevere to keep Christ's commandments. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at EveryCatholicMan.com. At EveryCatholicMan.com, you'll also find a daily gospel devotion from the Mass, just like this one, for every day of the liturgical year. Here's today's gospel reading. Today's gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, to love one another. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's gospel reading. Jesus continues his farewell discourse, and that discourse, by the way, runs from John chapter 13, verse 31, all the way to John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus delivers his farewell discourse during Holy Week, preparing the apostles for their mission after his departure. After teaching the beautiful truth of the vine and the branches, Jesus now reveals that to remain in union with him, in other words, to abide in him, a man must keep the commandments to receive Christ's love, allowing a man to excel in self-sacrificing love. Jesus remains perfectly connected to God the Father's love by perfectly keeping the Father's commandments. And if men are to remain connected to Jesus, they must keep Jesus' commandments. Jesus' commandments include all his teachings of the new covenant in the Gospels, which he summarizes in the new commandment to love. Jesus gives that new preeminent commandment to love in John chapter 13, verse 34. Because of his perfect unity with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, Jesus has divine joy. And Jesus promises that men who abide in him by keeping his commandments will personally experience the fullness of his joy. Those who abide in Jesus can aspire to become friends with him. Searing the need into men's minds for obedience and keeping his commandments, Jesus insists that if men wish to be friends with him, they must keep his commandments. While keeping the commandments in daily life is a lower requirement than laying down one's life for another man, all of the apostles, except for John, will be martyred for Jesus, and John will suffer significant persecution. While Jesus offers friendship to the apostles, he remains their king and master, making it clear that it is he who has chosen them. It is he who commands them to spread the gospel and bear fruit to the world, and it is he who demands that they love one another. Further clarifying both his authority and his superiority over them, Jesus promises the apostles that their prayer petitions to the Almighty Father will be granted if they ask in Jesus' name. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be awed by Jesus, the Son of God, who comes to establish divine charity among men. Son of the Almighty Father, Jesus enters into the world in the incarnation to reveal the love of God the Father. Divine prophet, Jesus reveals that the ultimate test of a man's love is his willingness to lay down his life for another. Divine charity, Jesus gives his greatest and final commandment to, quote, love one another. And in a short time, Jesus will then demonstrate the perfection of that love by laying down his life for the salvation of mankind, so all men who are willing to repent and put their faith in him can enter into his joy. Well, let's see how a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Live a life of charity to receive Christ's joy. Realize, to experience the fullness of joy, men must remain in Jesus' love by keeping his new commandment of charity, a commandment to deeply love God and neighbor. And again, Jesus gives that commandment in John chapter 13, verse 34. A man must also live a life of holiness, being devoted to God and performing many works of mercy out of love for others. Believe. Renew your commitment to charity. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 1822 through 1829. Pray. Jesus, perfection of charity, help me build the virtue of charity so I can love you with all my soul, mind, body, and strength, and so I can generously love my family, friends, and many others by performing many corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Heroically persevere to keep Christ's commandments. Realize, Jesus makes a binding conditional statement about those whom he calls his friends. He says this, quote, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Every Catholic man who aspires to be recognized by Jesus as Jesus' friend must strive with all his power to keep all of Jesus' commandments. Believe. Recommit to keep the commandments of Christ. See the Catechism, paragraphs 2052 through 2082. Pray. Jesus, perfection of fortitude, help me grow in the virtue of perseverance, a part of fortitude, so I tirelessly seek to keep your commandments, and so I always immediately receive the sacrament of penance when I frequently fail. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of charity so you can live a life of charity and receive Christ's joy. And second, build the virtue of perseverance so you can heroically persevere to keep Christ's commandments. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way for you to help draw others to Jesus and His Holy Catholic Church. If you're ready to go further to grow in holiness and happiness, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find an extensive library of resources and tools to help you draw closer to Jesus Christ and live a more faithful Catholic life by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, never forget that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.